All right, welcome to the Fit Vegan Podcast. I'm your show host, Maxim Seguin, and I'm the founder and CEO of Fit Vegan Coaching, a company that is on a mission to help 10,000 people get lean, thrive, and reduce their risk of chronic illnesses by 2033 and a million by 2050. I believe that having a fit, healthy body and mind is the foundation to living an incredible life, and this is what the show will give you if you choose to listen and implement. Enjoy the episode and have a great day. All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fit Vegan Podcast. Today, it is a solo episode. I haven't done one of those in a really long time, and it feels a little bit weird, but I wanted to update you guys on the process that I've been going through in my own personal life and some of the healing stuff that I've been working on in the hopes that it helps someone listening. It's been very interesting recording with all these many incredible guests and getting a look into their psychology and how they were able to achieve some success for themselves, and getting to talk to them before and after the recording had really helped me open my eyes to what is possible in the world. And so what I'm going to share with you all today is a little bit more vulnerable on my side, but the reason why I want to do it is because, number one, I've always had it in my heart to serve. And the reason why I share that is because I've always learned the best when people around me that I looked up to or that I wanted to be like shared openly their struggles, the things that they were going through, the journey that they were on. It allowed me to see myself in their shoes, either in the present, in the past, or in the future. And I was able to pull some lessons from that that were really valuable for me. And so what I hope to do with what I'm about to share today is to hopefully for it to inspire or connect with some of you and help you on your own journey. Again, if one person gets impacted positively from this podcast, I'll be really excited. So first off, like if you're watching on YouTube, like how do you guys like the podcast? When Ivy was gone to France for a week, I just decided to remodel the whole thing and I absolutely love it. So if you're listening just on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, head over to YouTube. We've got a pretty cool Fit Vegan studio now. So the first thing I want to share is, you know, for those who have been following me for a long time, a little bit newer to my page, you may or may not know that I lost my previous partner to breast cancer. I was her caregiver for almost 5 years. And she, when I was 22 years old is when she got diagnosed. And then basically from 22 years old to 27, I was her primary caregiver, right? I was the caregiver, the financial provider. I was everything. And that really shaped my life tremendously to do the work that I do now and to have the mission that I have now. It also helped me to mature really rapidly because I had to ultimately. But I'll start with this. At the beginning of the year, I started to come down with some health. I don't say health issues. Issues is a big word. But I started to get some health signals that were telling me that I wasn't necessarily heading in the right direction. And then if I continued to push as much as I was pushing, that something may happen in the future. And, you know, most people would not be aware of these signs or would completely ignore these signs. But because I was a caregiver for 5 years and I had the opportunity to obviously have conversations with my previous partner about like how she lived her life before she got diagnosed, because her cancer was purely lifestyle created. It wasn't genetic. She got tested. And because I knew her cancer was purely lifestyle related, from not sleeping enough, living on, you know, coffees, energy drinks, protein bars, and just kind of go, go, go all the time. We need to build this business. We need to kind of have success. We need to do all these things. I've always been very aware since that point that like, if I play the game of trying to build something massive, that if I don't do it properly, I may end up in her position. And obviously, having seen for 5 years what it's like to lose your health and how much of a pain and struggle. And again, I can only comprehend 0.1% of the pain of what it's like to go through cancer and lose your health. But just seeing it firsthand, I was like, man, I don't want that for anyone else, but I also don't want that for myself. And so I've been more cautious about how I've been approaching building the Fit Vegan community online so I can build this beautiful movement of people that that can realize that they can be healthy and fit on a whole food plant-based lifestyle, right? Again, I love all my competitors that are using fake meat and fake cheese and fake chicken. You know, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. Some of them are really good friends of mine. Doesn't mean that we see eye to eye as to how we should do nutrition. But personally, I want to help people not get sick. And ultimately, people want to get fit. And some people don't think that they can do it on a whole food plant-based lifestyle. So that's kind of why Fit Vegan Coaching exists. But the reason I'm sharing this is I'm very much cautious and aware when my body is starting to give me signals so that I can catch things earlier on and I don't drag them long enough for me to ultimately get really sick. And I do have the personality to just work myself to the ground, work 20 hours a day, sleep 4 hours. I did it for a few years. Like, I just have it in me to do that. And so when I started to get some of these health signals that like, hey, you're heading in a direction where the body's not necessarily happy with it, like I could kind of see things in my body, I was like, man, I need to reevaluate how I'm doing things. And in adjunction to that, my original mentor that helped me start Fit Vegan almost 4 years ago, I followed him because he was, and I shared this in a podcast with Ivy, but he was a Christian man, he was a family man, and he had success in business. And I was like, man, I finally found someone that I can model my life after. And this year, getting separated from his wife, only sees his kids half the time, had a melanoma cancer cell in his chest that he had to get removed, and was unhappy. And I was like, man, the person that I was modeling my life after, you know, is losing his partner, is losing his health, and all the things that I thought were in control weren't, because that's what I saw on social media. And I was like, I really need to reevaluate how I'm doing things, because I was going down the direction of, and I was doing the same things that he was doing to get what he had, right? A beautiful family, and just, again, family balance and success in his ventures. I was like, I need to reevaluate how I'm doing things. And the lesson that I want to tie back to the cancer is like, Jen, my previous partner, she really had to slow down when she got diagnosed. And ultimately, the body needs rest, right? She healed. She went on her cancer healing journey without doing chemo or radiation. That was her choice, right? She wanted to heal the body naturally. And there's a lot of wisdom to that, right? Like the body, there's a point where you get so sick that Western medicine does become handy. But if you're not to that point of sickness, which most people aren't, if you catch yourself early enough, the body has all the tools and the power that it needs to heal itself and to get itself back to a place of health if you give it the opportunity. And what I found is that I wasn't giving my body the opportunity to do that. And so I'll kind of share why my body got to this place and why I'm changing it. But let's just say, you know, we've all had moments in our life where we just worked like crazy hours and it was go, 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 go for a week, 2 weeks, a month. And then we get that one day off that we're like, oh yes, I'm so much looking forward to that one day off. I'm just going to rest. And then as you're going through your first day of rest, you get sick. You get sick for 2-3 days, right? That's basically because you pushed your body so much that as soon as it had the opportunity to slow down, it was just like, all right, like I really need you to slow down for a little bit longer because you really pushed me, and then you get sick for a few days. And so for me, what I realized is that when I was 22 and, you know, my partner got diagnosed with cancer, I embarked on this really hectic and stressful journey, right? So emotionally, psychologically, and physically, it was challenging. And then I think 2 or 3 years into her healing journey of, again, being a caregiver 24/7, the financial stress of paying for all those cancer treatments, of going in debt, of waking up in the middle of the nights to scream, of, you know, all of these things, I decided to add Ironman training to the mix, because to me, like, it was more subconscious, but I needed an outlet to let go of all of this thing. I needed something to numb myself. And I'm grateful that I grew up with parents that didn't drink, that didn't do drugs, that were very much against it, and they were pretty like open about how much they were against it. And so to me, like, I didn't want to turn to alcohol, and I didn't want to turn to drugs. Fitness has always been my form of escapism. And so I was like, let me just do a triathlon, then let me just do a half Ironman, then just let me do a ton of them. And so I added on to the fact that I was working 40 hours a week, being a caregiver 24/7, I added 10 to 15 hours of training, of endurance training. And the reason, again, it served its purpose at the time, because I don't know if you've ever done endurance training before, but run, bike, and swim are very linear motion that you get to just turn off your brain for the most part. You're running on a treadmill, You don't have to watch for your steps or anything, right? Just get to shut off your brain. You're swimming in a pool, you get to shut off your brain. You're biking, you get to shut off your brain. And so that was kind of my way of dealing with all the stress, was through physical exercise. But the thing is that the physical exercise also comes with physical stress and physical exertion on top of the emotional and psychological stress and financial stress that I was going through at the time. And so for 5 years, right, for the first, like, I think 2 years, it was just being a caregiver. And obviously I was still working and all these things and adding on the Ironman training. And then when she passed away, that was obviously like a massive hit to my body. I moved to Mexico, if you guys followed my journey. And when I was in Mexico, I told myself that I was just going to take time to heal and grieve. And ultimately what I did is I started waking up at 4 a.m. because I just couldn't be with myself. And I would wake up because I was uncomfortable and I was like, might as well work. And so I worked a ton when I was living in Mexico, and we were able to transform like even more lives through Fit Vegan coaching, which was awesome. But at the same time, I was just working all the time. I wasn't taking care of myself. So I was still in that go, go, go mode, because I felt that if I were to slow down, then I would feel all the pain of the things that I had gone through. And so from Mexico, I moved to Los Angeles, hanging out in Los Angeles, still working like crazy. And then I meet Ivy, and then we hit it off, and then we fall in love. And then if you've been following since that time, you know that I tried to stay here through a visa application through my company, didn't end up working out within the right time frame. So the government basically gave me, 3 days to leave, and I had a full house on lease. And so, we had to empty the house. I fixed my car because my Audi was broken. I put a trailer hitch on it. I packed the trailer, and we drove for 2 days straight to Canada. And a car was breaking down as we were driving. So just again, more stress. Got to Canada in the middle of winter, more stress. As much as I grew up in Quebec, I despise winter. And, we ended up kind of coming back. So it's kind of been like a go, go, go for the past 8 years for me. And what happened is when Ivy and I got married at the beginning of January, it was the first time that my body felt that it could relax. It was the first time that my body felt at home. It's making me tear up thinking about it and talking about it. But it was the first time that my body felt at home. And it was like, dude, you have a home now. You can like settle. You can like slow down a little bit. And then it's when I started slowing down that my body started giving me more signs of like, you start to get sick after you've pushed for an extended period of time. My body started to give me more signs. Like some of the things that I was dealing with started to kind of like come back up. And I was like, man, why is this coming back up? And then I kind of realized like, hey, I finally feel at peace. And now my body's slowing down. And it's telling me like, hey man, we don't need 3 days from you. We need way more time than that to recover from the 8 years of tremendous stress that you've gone through with the cancer and the training and all of these things. And so I had this moment where at the beginning of the year, I had set some goals to myself. Like, I'm going to do a Spartan race with Ivy. I'm going to do a duathlon with her. I'm going to do a half Ironman race. I'm going to run a marathon, and I'm going to hike Kilimanjaro. And I set all of these goals, and I got back into endurance training because, I had stopped for an extended period of time. I got back into it, and I was like, man, this feels different. I am not recovering as well as I was recovering. And mind you, like, I was sleeping good. I'm eating whole food, plant-based. I was eating enough calories. I was stretching, mobility, recovery work, ice bath, meditation. Like, I was doing the whole shebang. But I just wasn't recovering the way that I was recovering before. And I realized that's because my body wanted to just rest and recover and not do all this additional stress. And I had to accept that I had to slow down for an extended period of time to basically just give my body the rest that it needs. But again, this may sound like a cool realization, and you may think to yourself like, oh yeah, I need to sleep too. I need to rest too. But to me, the hard part was the significance aspect. Being a public figure, which sounds weird to say, like someone that's online that creates content, to me, it's like I always have to keep up the image of being super shredded, of having like ultra endurance and all of these things. And on a personal level, I hate a lot of those things, right? When you see those photos with really shredded, like really shredded six pack, I don't like being that low in body fat. I don't have energy. I don't sleep well. I don't have sex drive. I don't feel good when I'm that lean. Like my current level of leanness is where I'm happy. I have a little bit more body fat, but man, I feel awesome, right? But it's not like cover of a magazine type of shredded. It's lean. I would say compared to most Americans, I'm really lean, but I'm not like shredded like I am to, like I used to. And so like being in the public eye and all that, there's a, at least I don't say there's an expectation, but maybe there's an expectation that I set on myself that I had to look a certain way and that I needed to be able to perform in all of these things. And so for me to accept that, like, hey, you're not going to do races this year. You're just going to relax and rest, and you're just going to be a normal level of healthy, a normal level of fit, was really challenging. And I can imagine that that's someone that's used to not exercising, how hard it would be for them to start. That's pretty much how hard it was for me to stop, because my whole identity was built around like being Mr. Fit Vegan, being able to do all these Ironman races, being able to look a certain way, and being able to like being go, go, go all the time. But I'm realizing that the next chapter of me is more in the essence of having balance, of being able to be fit, right? Like, I know that I'm fitter than most people around me, but I don't have to look like I'm could be on the cover of a magazine all the time. I don't need to be able to run a full Ironman. And this is just as a side joke, but I was talking about this with Ivy, and I was like, man, if ever we talked about a zombie apocalypse, how triathlon training is the best for zombie apocalypse, because you know you can swim, bike, and run your way away from the zombie. And I was like, well, it's kind of useless for me to be able to run, you know, 20 miles and bike 100 miles and swim all of this, because like I still got to wait for Ivy. So it doesn't matter if I can swim or bike and run for a long time. I still got to wait for her. I can't leave her behind. So yeah, I just need to be able to run and bike and swim a normal amount, right? Because I still got to wait for her or carry her while I'm doing it. So anyways, joke aside, I was like, I don't have to be able to do all of these things all the time, right? I can run a 10K, I can swim 2-3 miles if I want to, I can bike 100 miles if I want to. Might I be super sore after? Yeah, probably on some of them, but I'll still be able to do them. And so to me, it was letting go of that significance that I was getting from always trying to be this lean, from always being the super fit guy, which again is like an abnormal amount of fitness, right? Like I'm very fit right now, but it's way less than what I am when I train. And so I made the decision to cut back on everything. I made a decision to cancel all of my races this year. I made a decision to, again, it may sound silly to some of you, but to just work out once a day for 30 to 45 minutes. I know it sounds, most people want that. And that's a lot for people. I was training twice a day for an hour plus really long workouts on the weekend. So just exercising once a day, having more fun with my fitness, not having to be shredded and having to, you know, diet all the time to be this lean and maintain this level of leanness, not taking on any races, because as much as they are fun, if the body is tired, man, it's a lot of stressor to train for them, because it's a lot of volume. It's a lot of hours of training if you want to do endurance races. I had the opportunity to do a Spartan race with Ivy, which was my first race where I didn't try to win. And it was the most fun I've had, because I got to like spend time with her, laugh, and I got to help her through the obstacles and take our time. Like, it was honestly one of the best races I've ever had in terms of experience. And so, yeah, canceled all my races so that this year I can just focus on three things. One is my health. The second is be my relationship with Ivy. And the third is going to be having more impact and more contribution in the world with Fit Vegan Coaching, which we have some very exciting things coming for it in the next like 2-ish months. My heart wasn't fully fulfilled through how I was doing it. So I'm doing something different to be able to help even more people. So I'm very excited for that to be announced. But yeah, those are the three things I'm focusing on. I literally cut out everything else. I canceled all my races, all crazy events. And so I want to share with you guys the things that I'm currently doing to give myself the space, the time, and the resources to be able to just let my body recover from 8 years of very intensive stress, right? Again, life still moves forward. We're still transforming hundreds and hundreds of people through Fit Vegan coaching, still having a great time. But I used to see like the, what was like considered flexing on social media, right? Like some people show like their nice watches or their nice cars. And to me, it was, you know, the flexing was the six pack, being able to run Ironmans, being able to do two workouts a day, plus run a company, plus have a relationship, plus do all of these things. And the things that I was tracking to measure that success have shifted. And so now the thing that I'm tracking is sleep, right? I didn't think that I could sleep for that long, right? If I go to bed at 10 p.m. or at 2 a.m., I would wake up at 7 a.m. regardless, right? But the thing is, I realized is my body was still in that stress fight or flight mode. And so it had a hard time actually resting. And so, and I'm proud to say that for the past, you know, 7+ days now, I've had 100% sleep performance on my Whoop tracker, right? So basically it's like they give you a certain amount of time that you should be in bed and be sleeping for to get optimal sleep. I would hover around, you know, 65 to 75% for the majority of like 3 years. But I've been sleeping over, like, I oversleep on how much you're telling me. So I'm sleeping for like 9 to 10 hours a night. And it may sound like a lot because it is, but ultimately I just don't watch Netflix as long as in nighttime with Ivy. Like literally my life is the same. I just don't watch as much Netflix at nighttime. And I just go to bed a little bit earlier and I get all my night of sleep, right? And so sometimes it's like, well, I don't have time in my day to do all of these things. It's like, hey, if you just cut off the social media and the Netflix, like you just gain a lot of time back that you can use to rest or do other things. And so, you know, I want to share the strategies and the things that I'm doing to just give my body that space. So again, I'm going to repeat this one. One of them is prioritizing the heck out of sleep, right? Literally, I go to bed at 9 p.m. and I wake up at 7 a.m. And so just allowing my body to sleep to wake up without an alarm, that's one thing. Second thing is to cut out social media time, phone time. So I look at my screen consumption and I was roughly spending about 6.5 hours of time on my phone per day. And I justified it because I was like, well, I work from my phone, right? I work from online. And I downloaded this app called Opal, O-P-A-L. Again, I have no affiliation with them. I pay to use the app because it's been very valuable to me. But basically, I punched in how many hours I was on my phone. And it says like, hey, good news and bad news. And the bad news was that I would lose about 31 years of my life on my phone if I continued at this average screen consumption time. And I was like, dude, if I live to 100 years old, like 90 years old, for example, that's a third of my life. That's as much time as I would spend sleeping. That's crazy. And I was like, that's unacceptable to me. I can't be spending that much time on my phone. And so I paid for the app. And basically what it allows you to do is it allows you to block certain apps between certain times. And so to me, I block my phone. I block my Instagram, Facebook, Messenger, TikTok, YouTube, Slack, emails, everything for the first 3 hours of the day. So when I wake up in the morning, there's nothing to do on my phone, right? So I'm going to go grab and read a book, right? The apps are literally blocked. Like I can click on them and nothing will happen. I can't open them. And then same thing at nighttime. I'll block it 3 hours before bedtime. Because, you know, there's nothing valuable that's going to happen to me being on my phone 3 hours before bedtime and 3 hours from the moment I wake up. And so I've blocked these apps for myself. That's one thing that I did. What's another thing that I did to kind of improve? Oh, yeah. So I gave my whole company, all my employees, the third Friday of every month off so that everyone could have a three-day weekend. And I use a three-day weekend to not be online, to not be on social media. So I will pre-plan my posts. There's a bunch of platforms for that. I'll pre-write the content. I'll pre-write the newsletter. I'll have everything come out, but I will not be on my phone for 3 days out of every month. Because I don't know for you, when I don't spend time on my phone, I feel so much better, right? The day is so much longer. I'm more aware. I hear the birds chirping. I can smell different smells that are in the air. I can feel the cold air, the fresh breeze. Like I'm just more present when I'm not on my phone all the time. And then the other thing I'm doing is last year, I took a week of vacation every 3 months, so every quarter. Again, no social media during that 1 week, like no phone, no computer, no Netflix, no nothing like that. And it was great. It was my first year doing that. I was like, man, it's so valuable because I come back so rested. But what I would found is that I would find myself being burnt out by the time I got to the vacation. So this year I was like, let me just kind of like cut that before. So I'm doing 1 week off of everything online every 2 months, right? And that's just for myself, right? I see we have a team of Fit Vegan coaches. Our members are always taken care of. And ultimately, I've gotten a lot of great messages from our clients saying like that it's very inspiring that I'm implementing these things for the team and for myself, because it invites them to look into doing that for themselves so that they can spend more time with their families, they can spend more time with their partner, they can take time to disconnect so that ultimately they can better reconnect. And so those are the things that I've put in place for myself. I'm gonna share another thing. I have some notes here that I want to share. For those of you that are type A overachievers like me, man, there is something about our identity that is tied to being driven, right? We have to be the fittest, we have to be the best, we have to be the most productive, we have to be the smartest, we have to be the person that's the most well off. Like we just love to be driven. And I've always been like that my whole life, right? I've always kind of seeked that thing. And I've been grateful that throughout the years, I've gotten to myself to a place where I've achieved far more success and have surpassed the dream life that I dreamt of having. I've surpassed all of that. And I'm in an incredible place, if I'm being honest, besides the fact that I was burning myself out. Like I was able to kind of create these things. But I associate a lot of these things out of me being driven. But I realized that for myself and a lot of the people that I talk to and a lot of people that have a lot of success around me, a lot of their drive is fueled by trauma, right? Insecurity, fear of not being enough, lack of confidence, low self-esteem, being bullied when you were younger, being told you were stupid. Like it fuels most people to build incredible things for themselves, which ultimately provides them the lifestyle that they've always dreamed of. So they have the time to exercise, they have the time to travel, they have to spend time on all of these things. And I was telling this to my life coach, which I've been working with for almost 3 years now, Colm, and I was like, man, it's stupid, but sometimes I feel that, you know, I'm doing so much work to get rid of the trauma from the cancer years, from losing my previous partner, from things from my childhood and all these things, that the more I deal with them, the more relaxed and calm I am and the less driven I feel. And so sometimes I think to myself, like maybe I shouldn't deal with so much of my traumas because it's the thing that keeps me driven. It's the thing that keeps me moving forward. And I was like, everyone that I know that's ahead of me in a lot of areas are fueled by trauma and they've accomplished incredible things. I'm like, I don't have a lot of examples of people that are ahead of me that have accomplished a lot of incredible things in terms of contribution to the world and all these things that weren't fueled by trauma. And so sometimes I feel like I should stay traumatized to make sure that I stay driven so I can move forward. And he works with a lot of very successful people in Hollywood and different industries. He's like, man, you're not the first person to tell me that. He's like, but here's the difference. He says, do you think that you can have more impact in the world and helping people get healthy and reduce their risk of getting cancer and chronic and heart disease and diabetes and all these chronic illnesses if you stay fueled by trauma? He's like, you may have tremendous success, but will you actually be fulfilled throughout the process? Will you actually feel happy once you get there, which ultimately you'll never get there because you're fueled by trauma. You don't always want to keep moving forward. So like from the external point of view, from strangers, you're doing good, but internally you're not feeling great. And I was like, yeah, well, that's kind of what it's been like in the past years, you know, before I started doing all this work. It's like, or do you feel that you can be in a place where you've dealt with the trauma and what's fueling you is your need for contribution from the heart, to want to help and serve more people? I was like, he's like, there's no limit to that, right? So as much as trauma and the drive that it creates seems familiar to you because that's all you know, he's like, man, you just look at people like Tony, because it's I hired him through Tony Robbins coaching program. So look at people like Tony, his drive for wanting to serve is unstoppable, and he gets to feel fulfilled the whole way through. And I was like, yeah, it's like, I, that's what I want more of. Like, I love hearing, you know, getting messages from our members, getting messages from past members of like, hey, I'm still eating this way that I learned from you 3 years ago. Or some people that, you know, weren't able to have kids before they came into the program, they came in to lose weight, get their body healthy, and were able to have kids. I think they're like 3-4 Fit Vegan babies at this point. People that came in and had cancer masses that were able to shrink and become inactive. People that were able to just get on a completely different level of health with themselves, and were able to help their partners or people in their community along the way. Like, that makes me so happy, because I know that every client that we work with directly, we get to directly impact their lives. But I know that there's a bigger impact beyond me just helping this one person, because they have friends, they have a partner, or they have kids, or they have people that they work with that are seeing how much they're glowing, they're seeing how much weight they're losing, seeing how incredible they're feeling. And then just a ripple effect. And people come to say, like, hey, like, you're shining. What's happening? It's like, oh, you know, I'm eating whole food plant-based, I'm exercising. And then people are more intrigued. So I know there's like a ripple effect to helping everyone. And that's genuinely what I want from the bottom of my heart, which is why I'm making some changes in the upcoming weeks to serve more people ultimately. And so, yeah, being fueled by wanting to serve in contribution versus continuing to use trauma as the force to drive people forward, I think was just a big realization, a big shift to have. And again, my breakthrough hasn't fully happened yet in that chapter. I can feel it coming. Like, I can sense it in my body that there's like, my brain at one point is going to click to it fully changing, but it's not quite there yet. So I'm just being transparent. But as I said that to my coach, I was like, man, like, I feel like a breakthrough is coming. And he's like, sometimes a breakthrough is not you pushing through things, it's you letting go. And I was like, what do you mean by that? He's like, just listen to that again. He's like, a breakthrough isn't always about pushing through something or fighting through something or having to work hard towards something. It could be about letting go of things. So he gave me this analogy, and I'm going to end this podcast on this. And it was that, imagine you're in the bottom of a pool with an anchor attached around your ankle, right? So there's a weight holding you at the bottom of the pool. He's like, the goal is not to get you to swim harder. The goal is to get you to let go of the anchor, and you're just naturally going to level up. You're naturally going to rise above the water. You're naturally going to have that quote unquote breakthrough. He's like, what you've been doing is you've been trying to swim harder and harder and harder and harder. But the part that's been missing is that you've had to do the work so that you can let go of the anchor, so that you can naturally rise up. He's like, now imagine that in combination with your amazing swimming skills, right? You can go even faster. You're going to be able to help even more people. And so just wanted to share that with you. I've honestly been putting off recording this podcast for like 3 weeks now, just because it was scary to record, right? You know, you guys that are, you know, consistently listening to the podcast, I really appreciate it. And, you know, for those of you that do have a podcast, whatever, you realize the amount of work that goes into prepping for this, editing this, preparing for the guests, booking the guests, and doing all of these things, and to just put yourself out there on the internet, right? And as Fit Vegan is growing, and as my brand is growing, like, more and more people are listening to these podcasts, which is incredible, right? We're on track to get the same amount of listens and downloads this year in 2024 than we did in the previous 3 years of Fit Vegan podcast recording, which I'm very grateful for. I mean, more people are listening. And so I want to make sure that I am as authentic as possible in the documentation of my journey, because I don't want to paint a false picture of what life is like if you're trying to achieve some of these things that potentially I have for myself, or that I've been able to help other people achieve, right? I genuinely want to be a living example of what it's like to be healthy and fit and have a great relationship and have the freedom to do the things that you want and to be focused on contribution and to be happy and, again, to be healthy. And so I feel that I can only do that if I share authentically what some of the processes are that I'm going through. And mind you, I've been doing this for a long time. I don't share them when they're raw, because I'm still processing them. So whenever I come to you guys with something, like, I've processed it, right? I've kind of dealt with it, I've addressed it, and then I can come to you with a more concise concept or idea that is more digestible for most people when they listen. And so, again, this podcast is a little bit different. Again, it wasn't about veganism. It wasn't about, you know, fitness or any of these things. But ultimately, I think it's about the most important factor that allows you to be your healthiest, your fittest, and your best self. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I'll tell you, if you get a six pack or a flat stomach, you won't be happier. You won't be more fulfilled. You won't have a better relationship. Not much is going to change in your life besides that you have a six pack and you're carrying less weight around, right? You can also get to a place where you have a flat stomach and not have a six pack and feel even better, right? And so what I want for every single one of you is, like, yes, primarily I want to educate you or help you directly through a coaching program to learn how to fuel yourself on a whole food plant-based lifestyle so that you can eat in a way that's been scientifically proven over and over again that'll help you greatly reduce your risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and Alzheimer's, and any other issues that your body can deal with, right? And second, I want you to have a body that you can be proud of, because I fundamentally understand that if you are able to transform your body and gain control over this vehicle that you've been blessed with, you will now have true confidence, because you've told yourself, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 60 pounds, 100 pounds. And then you do it, and then you're just this walking trophy that is supporting the fact that you're able to do the things that you say that you're going to do. And I promise you, this translates to every other area of your life, right? I'm going to be a better husband. I'm going to be a better wife. Now you have that confidence and that inner discipline to actually execute on that, right? Or I'm going to start my side hustle. I'm going to start my business, or I'm going to be a better dad, or I'm going to be a better mom, whatever it may be. You now have the discipline and like that understanding within your body, within your cells, of how to execute that, because you know the discipline that is required. I personally believe that mastering your body, your emotions, and your health and your fitness is one of the hardest things to do. And if you can start with that, if you can master that, man, the rest of your life will level up. That's why I always say that I believe that a healthy and a fit body is the foundation upon you can build an incredible life. And that's what I want for every single one of you, is to have a body that is not a limitation. So you being able to accomplish all the things that you want to do in your life, could be as small as playing with your kids, could be as big as hiking Kilimanjaro with your family because you want to create amazing memories, right? I don't want your body to be a limitation to the things you want to accomplish in your life. I want you to gain mastery over your mind, over nutrition. Imagine if you have control over your nutrition, you're just able to make healthy choices for yourself. You can handle whatever cravings would potentially come your way. You're able to make the right decisions when you're in scenarios where it's less than favorable. You're able to be disciplined enough to go and exercise so that you can feel great and have a body that will be strong and fit for all the years to come for the rest of your life, which ultimately will add years to your life that will be of a higher quality. That's what I want for every single one person, right? That's why I don't market to bodybuilders. That's why I don't market to like endurance athlete and all these things. Like, some people do come because I do have a background in endurance sports, but I'll be honest with you, the majority of the people we work with are between 45 years old and 80 years old. They're people that are looking to get healthier, strengthen their bones, build lean muscle, improve their body composition, improve their metabolism, and ultimately get rid of the problem that they've potentially dealt with for 1, 2, or 3, or 4 decades, right? Of losing the weight, putting it back on, losing the weight, putting it back on, losing the weight, putting it back on, trying so many different things, right? I created Fit Vegan Coaching to solve this problem, right? And as I learn new things, which I'm investing tremendously in my health and myself and my education, I get to bring that to the members. And so that's what I want for every single one of you listening to this podcast, now and in the future and forever, right? And so I just want to say a massive thank you for, you know, supporting the podcast. It really means a lot to me. You know, one thing that I never asked that really does help the channel is if you can go and rate the podcast, right? Obviously, 5-star would be great. I'm not going to complain. And leave a positive review. It really helps the channel to grow, because then I can go to incredible guests and be like, hey, we have an incredible community. And ultimately, it's a numbers game for a lot of these guests, right? It's like, hey, we have X amount of downloads. We have X amount of people that listen to each episode. We'd love to have you on. And if they feel that it's worthy of their time because of numbers, some people will come on the show, right? And so having great reviews and all that helps the channel grow, which helps me bring on more incredible guests to the podcast. So again, thank you for all the support. I really appreciate it. Again, if you're interested in working with us or not, or just learning, there's a bunch of links in the description for you to check out. There's some free gifts in there. There's a free community in there. Go and check those out. Looking forward to connecting with you on some different platforms. I hope you enjoyed this solo episode because I don't do them often. Yeah, hopefully it was helpful. If it was, feel free to shoot me a DM or a message on Facebook or an email, whatever it may be. It always makes me happy to read those messages because I like to know that what I'm saying is resonate. So I hope you guys have an incredible day. Thank you for tuning in, and just, you know, be sure to stay tuned on the podcast because we have some incredible guests coming up, and we have even more incredible guests that are getting booked in as we speak. So I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, be sure to rate the podcast as it helps us grow and spread our message. And if you know this will help and resonate with someone, be sure to send it their way so that they can have the opportunity to level up their life as well.